Check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout?
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Where's my supposed to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
The government bailout of big banks on Wall Street is still headline news. But none of us got a bailout, and we're still not really sure, some of us, how we're going to make it through this great recession. Takeaway contributor Beth Kobliner is here to help us, as always. Every Wednesday, another installment of our series, DIY Bailout. So we've talked about how to improve your credit score, how to save money on your taxes. Today, we want to show you a few ways to trick yourself into saving money. And this is a conversation that we started online yesterday. You may have noticed that we've been kickstarting discussions the day before they air, and that gives you an opportunity to weigh in early every day at our site. Brooke in Glen Ridge, New Jersey did just that. She posted several of her tips and some lessons she learned from her parents. She writes, "If you would never think of skipping out on the rent, then never think of missing an interest payment. Savings is what we call the money that's left over. Live well within your means, and savings is the byproduct. The key to all this is to attach an emotion to the thing to be remembered. If these statements elicit emotions, positive or negative, then mission accomplished." You can always weigh in, and weigh in early, on our site, thetakeaway.org. So Beth, let me ask you, when it comes to saving, explain to me how this works. How much do you have to save? I mean, besides investments, I'm talking about actual money in the bank for a rainy day. 2 or 3 months of salary? How much do I really need?
These days they're saying 3 to 6 months worth, but I think a better way to look at it is you want to save 10% of your income. So
10% of your annual income.
10% of your. So if you earn $20,000 a year, you have to learn to adjust to live on $18,000 a year. If you earn $50,000 a year, learn to live on $45,000 a year. And I think tricking yourself at the very beginning to do that will help you for the rest of your life. I mean, I told people to do this in their 20s, and now they're in their 40s, and they said to me, you know what? I did it back then. I didn't feel like I had a lot of money, but it worked.
But you weren't here around in my 20s, Beth. So explain, how do I do this? Because losing, you know, if I'm making $50,000 a year, losing $5,000 right. seems like a lot of
seems
money.
Seems like a lot. Well, the first thing is there's this popular term right now in behavioral economics, which is the hot field in economics. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but there's a hot field in economics.
Let's not fool ourselves.
Right. It's called choice architecture. Basically says, make it easier to make right choices and make it harder to make bad choices. So the idea that they put calorie counts on foods when you go into a restaurant so you don't get the, you know, cheese Danish because it's 700 calories. Same thing with finances. Employers automatically signing you up for your 401k plan before you get a choice to say no. In other words, if you're automatically signed up for your employer savings plan, then you have to opt out. You have to take the action to go in and say, I don't want to be a part of the plan. And they find when they do that, that it doubles the amount of enrollment in these plans because people are too lazy to go and say no.
And exactly. Okay, so I there's two things I do, and you tell me, Beth, if I'm good.
Okay.
One thing as I do is I enrolled in this plan at my bank where they take a dollar out every time I use my debit card.
That's a great
good.
Idea.
Okay.
As long as you're being careful not to do overdraft fees and all those kind of problems, as long as you're being careful with your debit card, that's a great idea.
Okay, the other one is that I have this online savings account.
Right.
Where the online, it has a higher interest rate in that savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do automatic deductions.
Yeah, so they take the money out of your checking account.
They take the money in my checking account. It goes in an online savings account, which means I can't access it with a debit card.
Perfect. That's great. You're doing two great things economically.
I win!
Yay! Celeste is very proud right now. I mean, the three kind of key points are make sure to, you know, save as easy as possible and make it to spend as hard as possible. So here's what you do. Give yourself reminders. A study found that when they did text messages to people to say, remember your goal, remember to save, that people actually save more. So if there's a way to put it in your calendar to remind yourself, you know, online, you remember people's birthdays. Maybe you can remind yourself to save, or even better yet, what you're doing, saving automatically, having a set amount of money, $50 a month siphoned out of your checking account, put into your bank account exactly the way you're doing it. That's really smart. And people don't realize, you know, $2 a day, if you can save $2 a day, if you start at age 25 and did that every day up until age 65, getting a 7% return, which isn't hugely high, you'd have about $150,000 at age 65.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's
and
a
that's
lot of money.
Like less than half of a venti skinny vanilla latte at Starbucks.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's take your example of the person earning $50,000 a year.
Right.
And they're supposed to save 10%,
right,
which would be $5,000,
right,
which would be $400 or so a month.
Something like that,
which
yeah.
Which is a good amount.
Good chunk
now,
of money.
Now, what we're talking about is the money they're setting aside for emergencies, not what they're putting in, say, a 401k or
right.
retirement.
Well, I think the overall arching goal should be 10% right now. That is something that's...
Including 401ks.
Including 401ks. I mean, my ideal is, if you're going to push me, is 15%, including 401ks and outside of 401ks. But I think that once you start saying 15% of your income, people start freaking out and they say, you know what, I can't do anything. So I would say shoot for 10% because I promise you your lifestyle will adjust. Put that money into savings plans.
For those who are unemployed,
right,
this doesn't work.
It doesn't work, unfortunately. As we know, unemployment rate is 9.7%. It's a very tough time. You can't save if you have no money coming in. So, the first goal there is to get a job, start getting that
income,
paying the bills.
Recovering from however long you've
recovering,
been.
Absolutely. But I think the do-it-yourself bailout message here is save. Do it automatically. It's the smartest thing you can do.
Well, you know, they say in weight loss that, you know, if you're going to exercise, start with 5 minutes a day. So
exactly.
Maybe if they can't do 10%, maybe 5% is even better than zero?
5% is better than zero. And again, $2 a day is better than nothing. And one other quick thing, while saving is helped with technology, spending is also helped with technology. And that's a bad thing. So don't automatically put your credit card number into websites that you know you're going to spend on a lot. That's a big, you know, don't bookmark all those websites you spend a lot of money on.
And save your credit card information. To make it easier.
Right, because you know what? If you do that, all those impulse purchases become that much easier. So make it easier for yourself to save and make it harder to spend.
Beth Koblenzer, always great advice. Takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Debit cards are popular among our listeners, Celeste. Brandon wrote on our Facebook page about his account at Bank of America. Each time I use my check card, the bank rounds the purchase up to the nearest dollar and puts the difference into my savings account. It isn't much, $9 my first week of using it, but that $9 I would have otherwise spent.